With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Last year's extreme heat at the end of June hit a lot of crops hard, including Washington wine grapes. While the yield on the 2021 crop was lower, the quality was very good. So I had to ask Washington State Wine Commission President Steve Warner if the lower yield means less wine from the 21 vintage.
I think absolutely is the short answer. You know, we had some pretty big vintages. If you think back to 2016, where we were sitting around the 270,000 ton range, 21 came in around 180,000 tons. So I would say we'd be more in a demand, will definitely be exceeding supply.
But could the higher quality make up for the lower yield from an economic standpoint?
I think the quality will make up for it. You're seeing this across the board. I think for a lot of wineries, and there's so many factors. I mean, you could call COVID, inflation, whatever you want to chalk it all up to be. It's probably a little bit of everything. But their demands, their consumers are buying their wine and they're willing to pay a little bit more for it.
That, Warner says, should really help.
I believe that it's going to be a good balance for them. They're able to sell the wine that they have and maybe make a little extra money out of it to kind of keep up with inflation.
Cabernet Sauvignon, Chardonnay, Riesling, Merlot, Syrah, and Sauvignon Blanc make up 84% of the overall crop. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Fruit Grower Report. For more information, go to our website at aginfo.net.